I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. In home talent baseball last night, Plain was a winner over Arena 8-3. Sauk Prairie edged Dodgeville 11-10. Blanchardville 5-4 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Scholesburg Benton beat Hollandale 12-4. Wyota 6, Belleville 5. Evansville 8-3 over Ridgeway. Home talent baseball all-star games will be played today at two locations, the southeast section versus the eastern section at 7 o'clock at Jones Park in Fort Atkinson, and the northern section will feature the western section-northern section battle, and that will be at 7 o'clock at JC Athletic Park in Sauk City. The manager of the West team, Pat Riley of Dodgeville, and coaches Nick Jennings of Arena, Terry Zebarth of Muscadet. Arena players representing will include Alex Stotts and Trey Schulte. Muscadet will be represented by Mason Atkins and Josh Cartwright. Plain, with their all-star representative, was elected Zach Cady. And for Cazenovia, Monty Jennings and Isaac Jennings will play in the game tonight at Sauk City. The home talent baseball sectional semifinals are planned for this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Bear Valley Co-Ed Softball Tournament late breaking news. Number 1 Y-Connect Wireless took on the number 8 Master Batters. Y-Connect took the lead in the first when Regan Sukla hit a single to bring in Kaylee Wolf. In the third, the Batters put points on the board that they wouldn't be able to hold off Y-Connect from going on an 11-run scoring streak to seal the game. Y-Connect won 16-2. Leading them, Regan Sukla with 3 runs scored and Ross Gaston, Scott Oman, and Jake Morris with 2 RBIs apiece. Ross Gaston pitched 4 strikeouts and 3 walks allowed. Leading the Master Batters was Bodie Hillesheim and Kevin Schmitz with 1 run scored each, and Bodie Hillesheim and Chris Schmidt each getting 1 RBI apiece. Pitcher Kevin Schmitz got 2 strikeouts and allowed 2 walks. The 8 o'clock game featured number 4 seed Bear Vale Farms versus number 5 seed New York Life. The game started out 0-0 through the first 2 innings until Shannon Stanichka hit a single to bring in 2 runs for Bear Vale. The next at bat, New York Life showed some life, and Ryan Peterson hit a 2-run home run to bring the score to 2-2. Those would be the only runs New York Life would score, and Bear Vale Farms would continue to go on a scoring streak to win 14-2. Leading Bear Vale was David Jones and Nakiah Hawkinson with 3 runs scored, and Hawkinson, David Jones, and Derek Wiley with 2 RBIs apiece. David Jones pitched 2 strikeouts and had 2 walks allowed. Bear Vale will play Y-Connect August 15th in a 7 o'clock game. Leading New York Life was Ryan Peterson and Amber Jacobson with 1 run scored each, and Ryan Peterson with 2 RBIs. New York Life plays Master Batters next Thursday at 8 p.m. in Game 5 of the tournament. The Brewers are back into action this weekend. They're in Washington to take on the Nationals. Milwaukee is 61-47 in first place in the NL Central. The Nationals 49-60, fourth place in the National League East. New Brewer Frankie Montes will take his 4-8 record with a 5.01 ERA into the game. The Nationals will send Jake Irvin, who is 8-8. On the season. That game with a first pitch time of 5:45 this afternoon can be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. There were a few games played in the majors, most notably the Cubs over St. Louis, 5-4. Atlanta beat Miami, 4-2. Kansas City, 7-1 over Detroit. Cleveland, 10-3 winners against Baltimore. And Colorado beat the LA Angels by a final of 5-4. The competition's not over yet, but the Packers could be headed for their 3rd extra point and field goal kicker in 3 years. So far, the Green Bay training camp kicking battle is being won by challenger Greg Joseph. He kicked for the Vikings last season. Joseph was 7-for-7 in the last practice before family night, while the incumbent, Anders Carlson, was 4-for-7. Rookie James Turner was released earlier in the week. How the competitors do Saturday in front of the family night crowd could be decisive. So far, Jordan Love has done all right, and they've turned the reins over to him, calling the plays in the 2-minute offense. Here is Matt LaFleur.
I just think it's good for him to be in an uncomfortable situation and get that experience. So it's kind of a work in progress, but as far as he called the majority of the plays yesterday in the 2-minute, and we'll follow that again today.
And while Kayla Williams, C.J. Stroud, and other starters from both teams watched from the sideline, the NFL's new kickoffs didn't provide any excitement. Brett Rippon stole the show before lightning and heavy rain ended the game. The veteran quarterback threw three touchdown passes, leading the Bears to a 21-17 victory over the Houston Texans on Thursday night in the Hall of Fame football game. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.